All right, everybody. Today we're looking at Romans chapter 5, and particularly verses 1 through 5. And it's a pretty commonly read set of verses. So we're going to take a look at it and see what it has to say for us today. So Paul writes, Romans chapter 5, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." So it's the progression, the suffering, endurance, character, hope that I want to talk about today. And mainly, this is for Christian brothers and sisters. So Paul is not talking about a general rule of life, although there is something to be said for the old idiom, no pain, no gain. That's a pretty common thing we hear. And here, Paul is using a similar idea, but more focused on the Christian brothers and sisters out there who endure things through life, who suffer things through life, some for the cause of Christ, some for their own, some under their own doing. So what we want to look at today is, as Paul is talking about this progression, first of all, we have to understand that Paul is talking about those who have Christ living in them, those who have been blessed by God through faith, who have been saved by faith through grace, these common things that we take to mean that Jesus is in us and with us and through us. So that's who this message is particularly for today. Again, everybody can sort of take a little something away from it, but we want to focus on this idea that Paul is talking to the Christian brothers and sisters who are going to undergo some pretty severe persecution. They're going to undergo a lot of different things in life, challenges because they are Christians. They're going to have to suffer. And so we want to talk about that. What does the suffering do? What does the suffering allow for? What is the suffering about? Paul says we're supposed to rejoice in our sufferings. And we often say that doesn't mean that he's saying we're happy about the fact that we're suffering. It's not that. And we don't go looking for suffering. Suffering finds us no matter where we are or really who we are. We suffer in this world. So as a Christian who suffers for the cause of Christ, Paul says that we rejoice that we're allowed to suffer for Jesus. And suffering in this case could mean anything from being thrown to the lions or being inconvenienced in the marketplace or not allowed to participate openly in the public square. There's lots of suffering for the cause of Christ that people had to endure. And he says this suffering that we undergo, we rejoice in it because it provides us with an opportunity. As Paul says, it provides us with the ability to endure. And that's sort of an opportunity for us as Christians when we suffer in whatever manner we do, for Jesus, we have this opportunity. That opportunity is to either endure the suffering and undergo that which is causing us suffering, or we go the other direction, and that is we despair, we throw our hands up, and we give up. If we're enduring the suffering because of the cause of Christ, because we have been saved by grace through faith, because Jesus is living in us and the world doesn't want that, then we have this opportunity to endure this suffering. And that, again, could mean anything from we kind of hunker down underneath oppression, or we have to, you know, maybe go into hiding, whatever the case may be. That's the opportunity to endure the suffering. Or the other side is we reject this pathway, we reject Christ, and we say, well, I don't want to suffer anymore, so I'm going to quit doing this thing that causes me to suffer. I'm going to quit believing, quit having faith, quit going to church, quit all of this stuff so that I can blend in with the world and I don't have to suffer anymore. That's the opportunity we have. And a lot of times, and I know it's not that black and white, I know that there are all sorts of things in between that sort of pull us and take us in different directions,
But that's the gist of what Paul is saying. We have this opportunity to endure the suffering for Christ because of Christ and because we are his, or we can go the other direction and just blend into the world, do things that the way the world does it, and then we don't have to suffer. We can reject all of this faith stuff, and we can just kind of go along and get along with our lives. We still have that opportunity, and we still face that every day. We can reject what the Bible says. We can reject what our church believes. We can reject our faith in Christ and just go along with the world, then blend in, and then everybody will see us as being nice people and good people and friendly people, and we don't have to worry about having to suffer and endure. But that's not what Christians are called to do. We're not called to blend in with the world. We're not called to just accept what the world says and reject what Jesus says. We're called to endure this suffering. So this is where we're at. Suffering gives us the opportunity to endure it, to go through it, to persevere under it, to have patience amidst this suffering. And suffering and enduring the suffering produces what Paul says. It produces character. It builds character. We've used that phrase in our lives a lot. You know, this undergoing this trial really builds character. And again, it's this character that Paul is concerned about, because through the enduring, we can build a Christian character in our lives. We can become, I hate to use this, better Christians by undergoing the suffering. So people will look at us and say, why are you suffering? Why are you choosing to endure in the midst of this? Why don't you just reject it and come over here where it's a lot easier? Why don't you just give up this stuff that's causing you pain and inconvenience and all sorts of things that just don't agree with this side over here? Just reject all of this and come over here where you don't have to endure suffering, where everything can be great. But then what happens to your character when you do that? What do you show about yourself? What do you show about that Christ living in you that you claim about that when you do give it all up? Well, that just reveals who you are. And that's what endurance in suffering does, is it reveals who you are. What is your character made of? Is it made of faith and grace and mercy and forgiveness and love and peace and endurance and all of these things that God gives us as incredible gifts? Or does your character consist of, well, this isn't worth it. I'm more concerned about me. I'm more concerned about my personal comfort. I'm more concerned about my personal priorities. I'm more concerned about my own things and how the world sees me, not how God sees me. I'm more concerned about how the world sees me and how the people around me see me and how my people in my job and people are all around. I'm more concerned about their idea of me than I am about God's. So what Paul is saying again is this suffering that we endure, that we undergo, shows us what our character is in God, and it develops that character. It develops that character into something that is steadfast, faithful, and good under the cause of Christ, under oppression because of the cause of Christ. And then finally, Paul gets around to it and he says this character in us produces hope. And that it's the hope that doesn't let us down, that it's the hope that drives us, that pulls us along through the suffering in endurance, character building, as hope is that which pulls us along, because we have the hope that is already ours in Christ. We have the hope that is in us, that we live with every day. We have this hope that develops and shows our character, this hope that in the midst of the suffering, there is something better on the other side of it. And that may be a long time in coming. But if in the midst of that suffering, in the midst of our character, and we reject it and give it all up, then we don't have any hope in what God promises. We don't have any faith in what God is doing. We don't have any trust in the fact that Jesus died for us and forgave us our sins and brings us along in this life. We don't have any hope if we give it all up. So this hope actually then provides us another opportunity, because in the midst of all of this, somebody can say, why? Why are you doing this? And we can say, it's because of the hope I have in Christ. It's because of the trust I have in God's word. It's because of the fear and love of God Almighty, the Father, the maker of heaven and earth. That's why I do this. That's why we continue to bear up underneath the pressures of the world around us. That's why we continue along on what one author said is a very lonely way to stay true to biblical scripture, to stay true to what we believe, to stay true to what God has said and what he has revealed in Christ can be a very lonely thing, because everybody else says, well, it's so much easier just to go along with, well, you know, the word, it's not as trustworthy as you might think, and we can take pieces and say, well, that's a great life lesson, but the rest of it, it's not so much. We can reject all of that and avoid a whole lot of earthly suffering. We can reject all of that and avoid a whole lot of pain and agony that we're going to go through, a lot of isolation, a lot of rejection. We can avoid all of that by taking the scriptures and just saying, nah, I don't want to have anything to do with that anymore. Or we can bear up, endure, suffer, and show the hope that we have is the reason why we do that. The hope that we have in Christ is the reason that we submit ourselves to that suffering. That's why. That's how. It's the hope of Christ. And as Paul says, it's the hope that doesn't put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And all of this, as Paul says, is a good gift from God. The suffering, the endurance, the character, the hope, all of them are good gifts from God. They are what he gives to us. And so we rejoice in that. We rejoice in all the good gifts that God gives us. Even if the world thinks we're crazy, even if the world rejects us and persecutes and whatever, it does it all the time. The world does that. And so we grab onto these gifts that God has given us, and we show to others around us who don't have the hope that we have. We show that to them by saying, this is the hope. This is the hope. This is why I do this. I undergo this because it is God's good gift to me. And we rejoice in that. And I hope that you hear that in Paul's message today. And I hope that you see the suffering, the endurance, the character, not as something horrible that we have to go through and we're going to fight against it tooth and nail and we're going to argue and we're going to do. Just endure. Endure. Let that character shine through with the hope that you have in Christ. Even if it's inconvenient, especially if it's inconvenient, even if it's painful. Even if it doesn't fit with our own personal ideas and perceptions, we endure. And I hope you will too. Continue to hold fast the word of God. Continue to hold fast the hope that we have in Christ. Amen.